This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Melissa Sturgis, the CEO of Ananda Developments. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Good to speak again.
Yes, it's good to have you on. So the company have released an RNS, proposed move to 100% ownership of DJT plants. Now, the RNS states that Ananda intends to become a significant participant in the medicinal cannabis sector and that the acquisition represents a major step forward to fulfilling this. So tell us why you feel this, Melissa.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Mark. So when we decided to apply for the Home Office license to grow medicinal cannabis for research, we partnered with the guys at DJT Plants because they had done this work before. They'd actually grown medicinal cannabis in the UK, in UK conditions, very, very successfully and at very low cost, I might add. In the trials that they helped one of the major pharmaceutical companies with. And I suppose you can probably guess who that might have been. So when we were applying, it made sense to have a joint venture because we hadn't really created a lot of value at that point, I suppose. Now that we have been granted the Home Office license and we can start to implement the first part of our grand plan, which is to become a producer, a commercial producer of medicinal cannabis, obviously, subject to further Home Office licensing in the future. Now that we can start that plan, it makes sense to bring everyone under one umbrella. From our perspective on the Ananda side, we very much have the corporate capital market skills and equity capital market skills, and we bring a lot of the deep science and the deep cannabis growing, so not so much cannabis growing, but the medicinal cannabis science to the table. Which we bring in from Israel, and we've been working in that Israeli environment now for nearly 3 years. And the DJT group, they bring that actual growing experience. And I don't think that is to be underestimated. There is so much myth-busting that needs to happen around medicinal cannabis. And I guess you just need to look to what happened in the Canadian capital markets early on, where we saw this incredible boom. And then we realized, I think, as investors and the broader population, that growing medicinal cannabis is not simply sticking plants in the ground and ending up with this weed. It's actually very technical and very scientific and needs a lot of expertise. So by bringing these guys under the same roof, we've got everyone completely aligned. We have a turnkey solution to implementing everything. We don't have to employ all the growers. We don't have to employ all the people that know about this stuff because they already exist within that DJT network. So really, it's a bit of a step change for us. It takes us from here's an idea about a plan to actually now we can get on with the first part of the plan.
Okay. Okay. And maybe you can tell us a little bit more about DJT and their activities. What is it that they have history in agricultural horticulture growing?
Yeah, good question. So Stuart Pickover, the CEO, is proposed to join us, and his CFO, Simon Goddard, also. They are farmers, many generations of farmers, and they have particular expertise in very technical growing. So they are the second largest grower of salad leaves in the UK, and they qualify under all sorts of systems. They have gold accreditation, example, with M&S in their growing system. So they know how to do this very well and at scale and at low cost. So they know how to grow very technical products in and to the highest standards and at the lowest cost that you can do, and in UK conditions, which again, I'm going to keep busting the myth that the UK actually has very good conditions for growing many crops, as we know, and definitely medicinal cannabis.
Okay. Okay. So you mentioned Stuart Pickover there, and the RNS also states that on completion, you will appoint Stuart as a joint CEO of Ananda. So joint CEO is a little bit unusual. Why is this the case?
Yeah, it is unusual. So what we plan to do in the short term, we obviously hope shareholders will approve this acquisition of their 50%. Stuart can very much focus on the operational side of getting us up and running in this first phase, which is the research and development. So because he's done it before and he's overseen it before, he will oversee the planting of and the stabilization of 65 strains of medicinal cannabis and the associated research field trials. So he will focus on all that operational stuff, and I can stay focused on the more capital markets and corporate side, at least in the short term. So the great thing about having known these guys now for 2.5 years is that we have become a really good team already. So we've worked together on our relationship with the Home Office. We've worked together with the MHRA. We've worked together with all the scientific, genetic, and security advisors over the last 2.5 years, built this good team. So the next step of that is to move one step closer, share this job, and then we'll really see how that goes over the next sort of 6 to 12 months as to where the jobs sort of end up settling out and mm-hmm. and how much the workload really involves. I mean, it's a new industry. You know, medicinal cannabis, until a couple of years ago, no one was talking about it or doing it. So we want to make sure we get this right every step of the way. So it's careful and very deliberate the way we're going about it.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully we can get Stuart on for an interview and sort of learn a bit more about him and his background. I wonder if we can just think about other sort of competitors or actors in the medicinal cannabis space. Do you know of any other competitors that are out there?
Yeah, another really good question, Mark. We know that there are other groups that hold research and development licenses in the medicinal cannabis space. What the nature and form of those licenses are, we're not really sure. I mean, I think a lot of people tried to get access under various freedom of information or whatever, but this is not something that is disclosed widely. We don't believe that there is anyone that's doing what we are doing in such an organized, disciplined, and scientific way. And I really emphasize the science, because the point about medicinal cannabis at the moment globally is that, yes, people are growing medicinal cannabis, but very high quality, consistent product at a low cost is not an easy thing to achieve. So, you know, I suppose we all think we don't have a competitor, or, you know, maybe we think we do have competitors, but I don't see anyone else out there, certainly in the listed space in UK, that's in the UK, that's doing what we're doing.
Okay. Okay. So last time we spoke, Melissa, it was a big news day for Ananda. You had, of course, the Home Office license grant. So I guess now that things are probably moving fairly rapidly, can you give us a bit of an update about what's happened and what the next immediate plans are?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, you're right. And after having put the application in quite a while ago, you know, when it finally came through, it was all quite quick. So at the moment, we are readying ourselves for the first part of our research and development, which is the stabilization of these strains of cannabis. So what we want to do is make sure that we are stabilizing strains of cannabis that are going to be useful. At the moment, the big shout out from NICE, which is the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, is to see more focus in medical cannabis on pain. So we will be looking at strains of cannabis that are useful in helping people who have pain conditions, and therefore which ultimately could be prescribed by a physician to help treat pain. The other areas that are of interest are Parkinson's disease, sclerodoma, and also epilepsy, particularly childhood epilepsy. So probably we will focus on pain and epilepsy, stabilizing, first of all, choosing strains that we understand are being useful so far, and using those in our initial trials and then in our field trials, so that we can move towards having ultimately a product that can be prescribed. So we're starting with that genetic work, making sure we choose strains. We didn't want to do that 2 years ago because there is so much progress and movement in this sector that you need to be doing it in a very immediate way. So we're now liaising with all of our contacts and our advisors to identify those strains that we need to be working on. And we're starting the all important part of building out this R&D facility, which of course shareholders know, well, hopefully they know, we raised a little bit of money earlier in the year. So we have the funds to start that build out. So as soon as we've got some photographs to show, I think that'll probably be an interesting way to communicate our progress. We will do that. But yeah, lots of work to come in the next couple of months.
Okay. Well, Melissa Sturgis there, the CEO of Ananda Developments. Thank you very much for giving us that update today.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.